Living with a narcissist or growing up with a narcissist is rough stuff, but you learn a few lessons along the way. Today, QueenBeing.com, I'm going to share with you the lessons that I learned the hard way while living with narcissists, as well as 10 things I learned a little bit later that made my life so much better. So let's get started. If you are living with a narcissist or you have previously lived with a narcissist, chances are you've got someone else's thoughts floating around in your head. Now, I'm not talking about multiple personality disorder or dissociative personality disorder. I'm talking about what happens inside the head of a survivor of a narcissistic relationship. One of the first things I learned from my narcissistic relationships was that I was not good enough and that I was not enough in general. I believed that my feelings, thoughts, ideas were not as real as everyone else's and certainly not relevant to anyone else in the world. I believed this so deeply that I actually felt like a fake when I did try to go out and live my dreams. Because for so long I heard that I wasn't worthy, whether that was directly or indirectly. You learn in a toxic family situation or a toxic partnership that your feelings aren't important. And that's because you have so much conditioning from birth, depending on whether we're talking about a family relationship or a romantic one. But in many cases, the person who grows up in a toxic household ends up in a toxic relationship as an adult. So it's all kind of connected. You may have had so much conditioning that you don't even know which way is up. And that's why the first step to healing, I learned the hard way, starts in your own head. It turns out that we have to change those limiting beliefs. We have to let go of those things that aren't true, those thoughts and beliefs that were sort of forced on us for so long. Those things I learned the hard way were holding me back. I learned that I needed to fix myself before I could help anyone else. If I was going to get out of the situation, if I was going to get healthy, if I was going to do anything, I needed to do that before I was able to make anyone else's life better. And in this case, I would learn later, it would include the narcissist. It was unfathomable to me that I would need to walk away from people in my life like that. But I really had no choice. And I did it almost instinctively before I even really knew what no contact was. And it turned out to be the best thing I could have done. When I was in my own toxic family relationship, I struggled with feelings of hopelessness, worthlessness, just generally not being good enough, and a whole bunch more. I felt like nothing I did or said was genuine or real, like I said, and I learned the hard way that if I did not hide who I was or at least try to conform to the expectations that the toxic family had for me, I was in trouble. I needed to conform to the expectations of that person, and it wasn't possible because it wasn't who I was. I learned the hard way that who I was not good enough for that person and never would be, no matter who I turned out to be. But I did learn some really positive, important lessons as I started the healing process. And if you're currently in one of these relationships or just fresh out of one, you really need to hear this part, so stick with me. You might not even believe these things when I first say them to you, but just try. Stay with me and try to see my point of view here because it will help you in your healing. And if you need to save this video and review this part of it, by all means do it. Remember this stuff. It's important. One thing that I did learn while living with a narcissist was that learning how to change my mind and my perception would eventually change my life. I'm living proof that it works right here. Here are the top 10 things that you need to know if you are in a toxic relationship or fresh out of one with a narcissist or sociopath. Number one, make sure that you don't let this person ruin your self-worth. You have to know that you are good enough. You have to know that you're a real person with real feelings, real thoughts, real aspirations, and that you matter. Number two, I want to repeat to you that you are good enough. In fact, you are just, you're enough. You, in any given moment, right now, sitting here looking me in my eyeballs, you're good enough. Number three, you can succeed without the approval or endorsement or anything of anyone. And what I mean is your toxic parent or your toxic partner, you don't need their approval. I know it feels hard right now to hear this, but what I have learned the hard way is that when I was able to stop needing someone to give me their approval, to be proud of me, to think I did a good job, and I just started doing it for myself, my life got a whole lot better. My point is that you can get validation through your own self-directed, self-started endeavors. It's your choice. You don't have to get approval and you don't have to have someone else to be proud of you for your choice. Because what'll happen is once you actually make the choice and start committing yourself to change or to grow something or to be something, the people who will support you will come out of the woodwork, especially when you're no longer focusing on that toxic person who was trying to ruin your life or hold you down at the very least. Number four, the narcissist's behavior is not your fault. You're not bad, you're not broken, and if you are broken, don't forget that sometimes we're more beautiful in the broken places. Number five, you really can do way more than you think you can do. And what I mean is, you will learn. You can literally do almost anything that you can set your mind to and focus on and be intentional about. You just have to decide to do it and then take the inspired action to make it happen. It's not about magical thinking. It's about first setting your mind to it, and the law of attraction helps you with the vibration, but it's not just that. You have to actually do something about it. Let's say that you want to build a sidewalk in your front yard. Well, you could sit around and wish for it, see how that goes. Or you can think to yourself, I'm going to build a sidewalk in my backyard. Yes, I am. I'm going to commit to that. This is what I'm going to do. Well, the universe hears you, feels you, sees you, whatever it does. The vibration starts. Sidewalk, sidewalk, sidewalk. Okay. Then you can't just sit there and wait for the sidewalk to magically appear. You have to go to the hardware store and buy the stuff, or you have to call the contractor to come over and do it. Whatever it is, the inspired action is the next step. Don't misunderstand. Magical thinking doesn't work. That's something I learned the hard way. But what does work is changing your vibration toward what you want and taking inspired action to make it happen. Number six, you have something real to offer the world. You matter. Your ideas matter. You're important. You have value as an individual person. Number seven, you define yourself. Never let a narcissist tell you who you are. And if they already have, which I suspect that they have, because that's exactly how I was treated by every narcissist in my life, just remember that you are the one who decides. So stop allowing that person to tell you who you are, even if you're still in the relationship or fresh out of it. Stop letting that person tell you who you are. Clear them out of your head. Remember that you can be exactly who and what you choose to be. Remember that you get to choose your own identity. And remember that doing that, choosing your own identity, becoming the person you want to be, doesn't make you bad, lazy, selfish, doesn't make you entitled or in any way unsavory. It makes you smart, strong, and awesome. Okay? You choose your own life. You choose your own personality. You create yourself. Don't let the narcissist tell you who you are. Number eight, I want to reiterate, you choose your own identity, and you can do that every day if you want. You decide who you are, you decide how far you go, not the narcissist. Number nine, let's talk about compromise. One thing I learned the hard way is that compromise is what happens when both parties bend a little, both parties are a little flexible, but both parties walk away satisfied by the agreement. It doesn't mean compromise when you just give up everything you want in order to make that person not mad at you. Because they don't even act nice to you necessarily when you give up what you want for them. They just maybe don't yell at you as much, or they don't give you the silent treatment that day. Giving up what you want to keep someone happy or to stop them from being angry at you or to make your life less painful, not healthy, not okay, not part of a healthy relationship. I learned that the hard way. Number 10 is probably the hardest lesson I had to learn here. And that was that walking away from the toxic relationship didn't end my whole life, didn't end my world. The world didn't end. It was very difficult. It was very hard for me to walk away. It was painful. But I had a lot of soul searching to do. I had a lot of like rethinking and re-perceiving of my world to do. And I did it. And I had an existential crisis in the process. I had to re-examine everything I knew to be true. But my gosh, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I know that sounds so weird and confusing, but it really was the best thing that ever happened to me, because the fact that I walked away from this sort of energy in my life, this sort of negativity, this toxic poison of a person, it allowed me the freedom I needed to heal, the freedom I needed to grow forward and create the life that I truly want and love right now. You might be surprised to find out exactly how much a narcissist or any toxic person can affect the way you feel about yourself and your life. And you might be even more surprised to find out that once you're able to get that person out of your head and move forward, your whole life will get better almost instantly. It's incredibly powerful. So this brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, have you learned some lessons from living with a narcissist, and did you have to learn them the hard way? What did you learn, and what are you learning now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comment section below, and let's talk about it. Remember that when you leave a comment and you share your story, you are helping another fellow survivor to know that they're not alone in the world. So please If you have the time, take a minute and leave a comment. As always, I appreciate you. Thank you for letting me be a part of your day and a part of your life. Thank you for being a part of mine. And before I go, take a quick minute to check out the videos here and here. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.